Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Conversation, episode 3. This one's going to be a little bit different. We were supposed to record Cerebral Satire tonight, but Vamp's getting gang raped in South Carolina or North Carolina, wherever he is. So we decided that me and Wayne would do a conversation, and I decided that all this show should be about Wayne. So firstly, Wayne, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I was going to say, when you said, do you want to do a conversation? And I was like, yeah, well, what are we going to talk about? You. Then the nugget flew out.
The nugget flew out. Hopefully it was a golden nugget.
If it was, I'd fucking cash it in. But unfortunately, cash converters don't take shit.
You don't take shit from no one. But anyway, this is your life, mate. This is all about you. You are the DSJMP legend. Everyone, hashtag more fucking Wayne, more Wayne this, more Wayne that. So I decided, you know what? Let's do a biography on you. I'll be Michael Parkinson or Terry Wogan or whoever it bloody was, and this is your life. Who was that anyway? Michael Aspel, there you go. I'll get the third time lucky. So Wayne, this is your life.
Well, this should be about a 5-minute show then, shouldn't it?
It's as long as it needs to be, mate. I'm sure you've had a very varied and interesting life. So firstly, go on and tell us about your early life, like a little baby Wayne. God, you must have been like Thumbelina.
I was quite small, actually.
Yeah. How much did you weigh?
I don't know.
Probably about 1 pound.
I was really small because I remember that I got chickenpox like about sort of 5 months old, and that was like the worst case of chickenpox, and I actually got seriously ill.
Almost died ill.
No, the step below that. Is there a step below that?
Like,
seriously,
like a step below almost died is like not died.
Well, yeah. Well, there's serious fucked up in there, and then there's, you know, I'm not gonna like get all the violins out and say that like they lit candles for me. Come on.
Let's have a little ceremony. They're praying for your safety. You was a little bit ill. You was a bit poorly. How long was you in the hospital for?
I can't remember that far.
This is going to be a fucking amazing. I don't know.
But no, so I remember that I was quite small, so I don't know quite what happened after that.
So what's your mum and dad like?
What's
your parents like? Good people?
Yeah, really.
You're fucking one fucking
word answer. Well, no, they're just really, they're sort of bland, you know. They, you know, neither of them like have smoked in their lives. They lived in the same village all their life. They're sort of,
just because you don't smoke, don't make you bland.
No, but you know what I mean. They're just the most unadventurous people. Neither of them got passports. They've only
American.
They've only like been with each other and everything. They're just the most bland.
That's you. You've described you.
They say the apple never fall far from the tree.
No, you've just described yourself.
I've got a passport, thank you.
Yeah, he's got a passport. We'll get onto your holidays in a little bit, but give me some more of your sort of early life, like little baby toddler Wayne. What's your first memory?
Oh fuck!
Did you have any pets or anything like that? Or
I had a cat. We stole a rabbit.
You stole a rabbit.
That cat coming in our garden, a big fat white one.
Right.
And Richard, my brother, he was 4 years older than me. He wanted a rabbit, so that kept coming in the garden every day.
Yeah.
And that weren't a wild one. You could blatantly tell it was like an escape, so we just nabbed it.
So you didn't think of going to the neighbours, like giving them the rabbit back?
We don't know where it come from.
If it came from under the fence, I'd imagine it came from the neighbours where the fence is opposite, yeah.
Well, we looked after it. We had it for many years. We named him Flopsy. So,
how old were you with her?
I remember Flopsy as far back. So I think I must have been, that was either when I was born or just before I was born when the rabbit stealing happened.
Ah, okay. So you weren't.
Can't remember a time before Flopsy.
A twinkle in your mum's eye when Flopsy happened.
Yeah.
At least your dad didn't have Flopsy when he conceived.
I wouldn't be here.
No, exactly.
And then we had a cat called Wuss, which looking back
called
was not
a cat Wuss.
Yeah, which looking back is not really. I don't know if the Americans know the slang, but Wuss is slang for like puny, scaredy.
Puny, scared, like twat. Pussy. Really?
Yeah.
So it's quite apt.
Yeah.
Why would you call it Wuss?
I don't know.
Why don't you call it something cool, like I've called my cats?
Chairman Meow or whatever.
Yeah, Chairman Meow. And Ho Chi Minks.
Well, that's funny.
I got rid of Ho Chi Minks, but...
Pissed everywhere.
Pissed fucking everywhere. But anyway, that's my life. This is your life, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, basically, then Wuss died, and I remember we wanted to get two other cats, and they wanted to call them Tick and Tock.
Tick Tock.
But I threw up such a hissy because I wanted to say...
Bit
I said, Wuss. "Oh, you're not." We named them. This is funny. This is looking back. This is just blatantly to shut me up. We named them Tish and Tosh.
What that was? That was like. That was the negotiation, was it? Not Tick and Tock, Tish and Tosh.
Yeah.
No, I'm a tongue twister. Right, so give me some memories of what life was like as a little kid growing up in. I'd imagine you're still in Stowmarket.
Well, Stow Upland, which is the village next to Stowmarket.
Okay, so you've always lived in the area.
Yeah.
Tell people that don't know about Stowmarket, because I make fun of you on a lot of the podcasts about where you're from, because it's like...
It's not inbred, that's helpful.
It is inbred, but tell us about... It's like, to me, it's like the Florida... / like Hicksville of England, where you're from. But tell us a little bit about where you're from.
It's just boring. Come on. We literally last year we had a subway open in Stowmarket and everyone queued down the road excited.
Has it already closed?
They had to shut it again because they found some health issues with it. But...
Oh dear.
Jeez, but obviously, Christ. The only branded other shop that we had in Stowmarket was a Wimpy. So
a Wimpy,
yeah,
I love a Wimpy.
But then
their burgers were amazing at Wimpy.
Yeah, but you sandboard it. The Turkish bloke that owns every food place in Stowmarket.
Oh no! It's like you've got like a one bloke that's got the whole monopoly of Stowmarket.
He was fucking livid when Domino's opened up as well. They kept smashing the window, so if you come to Stowmarket and look in Domino's window, that's got a plastic coating on, like a visor on the front of the store, because they kept smashing it.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Hussein kept smashing it.
Oh, really? So what's a night out like around in Stowmarket?
There's about 5 pubs, so...
So it's not a bad ratio, I suppose, is
that
it?
Used to be the Stow 14.
It used to be 14 pubs?
Yeah, but...
What's the people like? Is it usually scraps and stuff? And it seems the sort of place where, you know...
You saw the same faces everywhere. It's one of those, you saw the same fucking faces.
Same people, so you always have a bit of beef with one person or another. There's always a fucking scrap at the end of the night, isn't there?
Well, yeah, there was this one time we were in the Oak.
Okay.
And there was just like, "Oi, you bastard!" Next thing, I'm being thrashed up against near the wall.
What do you mean, and you're being thrashed?
I just got shoved.
Ah, okay. Now listeners, let me just say, listeners, that some of the things that Wayne says, like thrashed, the American listeners wouldn't understand, but I don't understand either. This is the thing. It's his regional dialect that nobody understands, and this is a very Stowmarket thing. So you were being thrashed up a wall, sorry Wayne.
So basically shoved or whatever. You just
shoved
see this
up a wall.
So you just see this elbow going up and down, because I'm small. I don't see over
people. Little fella.
I just see this elbow going up and down. And I was like, all right, someone's
on your head?
No, just around like the person in front now. So you just see this elbow going up and down. And you see, oh, someone's getting punched. That was quite busy in that. And next thing, I was just coated in this glass. And that was a glass ashtray, so it shows how long ago it was, because smoking was legal.
Smoking's still legal, just not in pubs.
Yeah. Fucking proper, you know, those big green, thick ashtrays?
Yeah, like the fucking Green King ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Always a fucking Green King on them. Yeah, this I know what you mean.
That could well have been a Green King as well. But yeah, basically, smashed over this bloke's head, and that ripped his ear off. There we go. Nice. I don't know why I told that story, but...
Well, there you go. That's the... You're talking about the place where you live, how amazing it is. And there you go. There's a lovely little story from Stowmarket.
If you want to lose your ear, come to Stow.
Yeah. So let's go back a bit. We've talked about little baby Wayne. Let's talk about school time, Wayne. What was it like at school, like primary school? Let's start primary school first. Did you like primary school, or can you not remember much?
First two schools, so there's primary and middle. I was a right squiff.
What does that mean?
Squiff basically means fucking try hard, you know. You fucking
you was a little geeky boy. You was a little geeky.
Yeah. So, you know, I tried hard. I enjoyed school. I'd stay on, do classes after, you know, school. I was
really?
Little... But then I went to high school and I don't know what happened. I just give up.
You give up. John Cena would hate you.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, okay, so let's go to secondary school. What happened at secondary school? So you've done primary school. You're a good little student. What happened at secondary school? Why did you give up?
No, I'd done well at middle school as well. And then I went to high school because that was free tier.
Okay. So we had infant school and then secondary school. Yours is a little bit different.
Yeah, we had basically you had nursery, primary, middle, and then high. And you had about three or four each year.
So how old were you when you hit high school?
Oh, fuck.
12, 13?
Must have been, mustn't it? Yeah. 15, 16, 14, 15, 13.
13. So, okay, you hit high school. You little geeky Wayne, what happens?
I just didn't like the place. It was a shithole. Fucking stuff up and high. I fucking hated the place. I only cared about the intelligent kids. Proper intelligent. Anyone...
So you were like one of those...
I was in the middle.
He tries hard.
No, yeah, I was right in the middle, you know. I could do adequate. I weren't a bloody tard, but I weren't going to get you A+ either.
Yeah.
I was a good C level, you know.
See, I was completely different. I was like top sets of everything, but I was too naughty. So like I was intelligent, but naughty. And so the teachers hated me because they could see the potential, but I'd just like fuck off, going for a fag.
I was sort of high C, low B, you know, and they didn't really care about that. They only wanted your bloody A's and whatever. Or if you were a little arsehole and really thick as shit, you know, you didn't even know how to spell cat. So, you know, emphasis on you. But if you're right in the middle, they, you know.
No time.
You're
just part of the crowd.
I just give up. I just
so did you get bullied or did you have, like, anything like that going on or...?
Everyone do, don't they?
No.
Everyone been dabbled.
What do you mean? What, in bullying?
Yeah, everyone does a little bit bullying. Everyone gets bullied at some point. Yeah, over the whole course of school, everyone's a shit to someone and everyone's been treated like shit.
All right.
That's my fear.
All right, bully boy. You tell me about one of your bullies. About you bullying someone.
I don't... Oh, it's... No, you're making it sound like I'm a right cunt.
No, mate. Making someone a right cunt is me inviting you over to my house, then we going out up the pub, and then at about 1 o'clock in the morning, someone interrupt us, say, "You used to bully me at school."
That was funny. And then they turned to me in the door and go, "You know him?
You know him? He used to bully me at school." No, I didn't. No,
and
I didn't.
We literally just stood there, didn't we? And we just went, "This bloke's got fucking issues."
He has. Yes, I went to school with him. I didn't think I bullied him, but he obviously did. And it's in the eye of the beholder, so to him I did, so whatever. But he was quite drunk as well. But so, come on, bully boy. Tell me a story about you being a bully.
Well, not so much a bully. I can't remember how it happened. I smacked someone in the nose and give him a nosebleed. Because, this is going to make me sound like a right bastard.
Now go on.
Oh, it's just because he kept showing off about, like, I can make my nose bleed on command. So I said, really? Bang.
So you punched him. That's quite funny.
And he did. And it conveniently he had to walk round by the principal's office, didn't he? So he left a trail of blood.
Oh, mate.
And I just thought, you fucking little attention seeker. But looking back, I did sort of punch him. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bollocks to that. So... Did you get bullied yourself then, a little bit, or...?
Yeah, everyone did. I was quite fat, so that was obviously the go-to.
Oh, you a little chunker, was you?
Short, yeah.
Fat, with glasses, at school.
And short.
That's what I just said. Short, fat, with glasses.
All right, fair enough.
Little Billy Bunter, is that what they called you?
Yeah, so that was the go-to. Also, I couldn't run without getting out of breath, so...
You got asthma?
No, I was just fat.
So you've never been a big sports guy? You weren't like a sports guy at school or...?
Fuck no.
No?
Come on, to get out of PE, I fucking done bowls. lawn bowls.
Really, man?
Yeah, because Backton Middle done, basically, they said every Friday afternoon, if you do PE or whatever, you can go up to the local bowls green and do that. And I thought, fuck that, if that gets me out 800 metres. Yeah. I'd done that, and I actually was quite good at it. So then I played bowls for Stow Upland, and then actually I made it to county level for under-25s.
See, it's incredible to me, right? Because hearing about your school life, it's a complete polar opposite to my school life. But we've ended up really good mates. So it's really weird how you can be brought up of completely different spectrums. Because I was into sports, I was a little shit, I never put my head down.
Oh, you know, I like sport, just not doing it.
You just weren't.
I was just watching.
You like watching it.
I'll sit beside it, but I don't want to be in it.
You're a spectator.
Yeah. I know my role in life.
Okay, so what happens? So you hit 16, you pass, good grades from your GCSEs, or did you get good grades?
My grandmother said, right, I'll give you a fiver for every pass. This is how much faith.
What do you mean? What entails a pass? An A to C?
C, yeah.
Okay.
So she thought that would be whatever. I basically got a C for everyone bar French.
Good boy. So you got eight A to Cs?
What was that be? English was, I think I conned her for two, because obviously it's English lit.
Yeah, you get the lit one, don't you?
Whatever, grammar, I can't remember what it is. So I done that, and then I conned her for three for 15 quid for science, because obviously biography, chemistry.
Ah, see, we had something called a double award, so we only had two GCSEs for science. And it was you had to do biology, and it was then either one of chemistry or physics. I've done chemicals. Give me chemicals. I was doing chemicals at the time as well, but that's a different story. But yeah, so you've done really well at school then.
Yeah, but I don't know what went wrong with French, because I got like an F.
Oh, fuck that. Who gives really a fuck about French?
My brother came up with the best one, though. They fucking had a go at him. They were like, they had a go at him in one lesson and said, they'd done this threat, and they even done it with like other ones in my year and stuff, was if you're not going to try, don't waste the school's money in going in for the exam. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
That's a good modus operandi, isn't it?
Richard was like, well, don't fucking put me in for it then. When am I going to need to learn the French?
Fucking hell.
So basically what he done was he wrote his name on the front of the exam paper, and then grinned and sat there and didn't even open it.
Wow.
Teachers can't even speak to you in exam, can they? Unless you put your hand up or whatever. So they stood there watching him, fuming. All because they were like giving him that for, don't waste the school's money by going in for an exam. So he thought, right, fuck it. Wasted their money.
You could go for a piss, though. I remember going for a piss in the exam.
You can, but they can't just come up to you for no reason.
No, I know.
So that is fucking hilarious. I wish I'd have done that.
Okay, so you leave school. Good grades. What did you want to do? What did you want to be? What are the aspirations of little glasses and your little chipper you? What did you want to be?
I just wanted to leave school.
Brilliant.
That was it. So I left school. I got a job at Asda.
What, you had really good grades? You didn't have any aspirations to do anything?
Well, no, because...
What did you want to be when you was when really young? Nothing.
No, I just wanted to leave school.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What, and sit on your ass?
No, I wanted to get a job.
Every kid wanted to be something, whether it was an army soldier or a policeman or a fucking, you know, astronaut. Every kid wanted to be something.
God, what did I want to be? I'm just trying to think. What was I aiming for? Well, no, I got shat on at school, basically. They were like, they had courses for A-levels. So they were like days, interviews or whatever. So I'm interested in taking business studies, blah, blah, blah. So I said I wanted to do this. They turned around and said, no, you're not going to get the grades for that. There's no point even you coming out of the class to go into the interview. So that's, you know, I just thought, I'm not going to amount to anything, so I didn't bother. So then once I come out, I was just like, get a job.
God, don't you just think, fuck them. I'll teach them. I'll teach them a lesson.
No.
Like many, many musicians and people like that, the teachers ask them, what do you want to be? I'm going to be a musician. They say, well, you will never do that. You know, that is not a good thing to aspire to. And the kids go, well, fuck you. And they become the best musician in the world just to prove the haters wrong. You should have done that. You should have said, no, fuck you. I'm going for it.
I just went home and had a wank, probably.
Fucking hell. So you went to work at Asda. Good grades, good kid.
So I got a job as trainee butcher.
You're 16 now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a job as a trainee butcher, and then I realised I was conned because my hours started after the butchers went home, which didn't make sense, and I weren't learning anything.
Yeah,
so
how
I was
can
just
you train if you're not
exactly.
Doing
so I was just doing these weird pottery bits, and
yeah, you were washing up, boy.
Basically, I found out that the butchers didn't want anyone, but the office told them they were having someone. So I thought, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Nah, you should have left. You should have sat on your ass and said, well, you don't want me to be here. Fuck it.
Yeah, but it was horrible. Let's just say I managed 13 years at Tesco's. I managed 2 months at Asda. That was how bad that was.
So then you went to Tesco's.
Yeah, but this is the best one. Yeah. I couldn't drive then, so I was being picked up.
Okay.
So I left off work one night at Asda, hopped in the car, I went, thank fuck for that, 3 down, 2 to go. I looked up, I was in someone else's car, weren't I?
What do you mean you was in someone else's
car? I just, it was dark and I just hopped into someone else and I went, you're not my dad. And this other bloke...
This other bloke must have been shitting himself.
He just turns around and went, no, I'm not. So I just hopped out, shut the door, looked behind, and there was my dad in the car behind, saw the whole thing.
What the fuck are you doing? I'm just cottaging, Dad. Oh, my God. So then you pass your little driving test, and you go to work at Tesco's, the rival for Asda, but as a butcher. So how long was you a butcher for, Wayne?
That was the 2 months at Asda.
Just 2 months at Asda.
I'm now gone over to Tesco's as Meat Boy.
Meat Boy.
Which was because they didn't have a butchery. They didn't have a butchery. I was just putting it on the shelf.
Okay, so you'd like shelf
that
stacker.
That was pre-done, so I was just putting it on the shelf.
Wow, okay. Didn't you want to run the Tesco's when you were there? Like, fuck it, I'm going to make sure I run this place.
No, I just...
Don't you feel like that when you go into a company? I'm like, when I work for a company, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to be the boss one day. No matter what it is, like I'll aspire to be get promoted. And
I got
one day I'll be
promotion within a year.
I know you did. Yeah, that's a good going.
I went to stock control, which was a pay band hire and everything. I was actually put on there, so they must have had faith.
Yeah, and then you went to.
Then I made up all the stock counts, and so like every 3 months they done a stock count.
Yeah.
And when I was on stock control, we. Gained a house, so basically over the 3 months we've counted in stock that they didn't think they had. They had gained a house.
Oh, dude, you should have totally sold that stock.
And then when I left and they counted all again, no, we gained a car. That was it. Was the comparison?
Okay, so you made the company like 20 grand or something.
They lost in stock that weren't really there. They lost a house. That's the one.
Okay, so you were good at what you done there. Your Twitter name, of course, is Wayne is a Baker.
Mm-hmm.
We all know you as Wayne is a Baker. You still not changed your name on Twitter. I won't go into that tonight. Wayne is an OD up. But
basically, bakers are looked at in Tesco's as lepers because they're not night staff, but they're not day staff either. They're sort of in between.
Okay.
So they're like the leper department. And I was pissing about on produce and... just getting in everyone's way, so I was putting a bakery. They thought, put the leper with the lepers.
So, you, what about the blood story?
Kev?
Yeah.
It's proper special.
So, he puts blood in the bread or something.
It sounds like he was hacking his hand open on purpose.
No, he cut his finger, he bled into the bread, and then you just ignored it and let it go through. Is that true?
Wow. You don't get involved in other people's mixes.
And that went out to the general public. Is that correct?
I can't remember.
So you were very, very proficient and good baker.
I did tell him not to do it, and I can't remember if we actually baked off as a waste dough or if Kev thought it was all right. I generally can't remember because I was pastries that day.
Okay. So would you ever consider going on? Because you are pretty good at baking. I'll see you doing baking on in your pants on dsjmp.com. If you go there, you can see him in his pants baking. Do you still bake now?
Yeah. I've got a natural flair for it, actually. Just the ability to be able to judge when something's done and, you know, just...
Would you consider going on British Bake Off?
Oh, fucking, I'd slap Paul Hollywood. I hate that cunt.
But would you go on it? If I put you forward for it, would you go on it? Wayne.
I'm just not that creative and fast enough.
Wayne, you're putting yourself down as per usual. Can I put you forward for Britain's Bake Off, British Bake Off, the Great British Bake Off, whatever it's fucking called?
That'd be funny.
Well, there you go. I'm putting you forward for it. So hopefully, guys, Wayne's going to be on the BBC on the Great British Bake Off.
As long as they let me film in my pants.
He's going to film his pants. He's going to be the kooky one. So anyway, you finished up bakering because you hated it.
I didn't hate
the
job.
You were fucking moaning. Oh my God. Every time I spoke to you, it was, I hate this job,
The fucking place has gone bust. What do you expect? The place was a shithole.
The place ain't going bust. Far from it. I don't think Tesco's is going to go bust anytime soon.
You said that about Woolworths.
A little bit different. But but yeah, I mean, you hated it, didn't you? I mean, you was constantly moaning.
Yeah, but then we had a chat before this show and I was still moaning about my new job.
He's moaning about his new job, which is a bus driver now.
Yes, so which is something I've always wanted to do. So that and Undertaker.
I asked you 10 minutes ago, what did you always want to be? And you said nothing. And now you just said, I always wanted to do bus driving.
An Undertaker.
But you didn't say this 10 minutes ago, you div.
Well, you know me, I can't think.
So you wanted to be an Undertaker.
You put me on the spot, I go blank.
Why the fuck would you want to be an Undertaker?
Don't you find that like the process of it all? So the family are coming to you and then you like do all the pick up the body, you then prep the body and then you have the ceremony on the day. And don't you find that like fascinating? And the fact that you'll never be out of trade either because everyone will keep dying.
Oh yeah, that's taxes, births and deaths, that's where the
money
is.
Exactly, it's just the whole process of it, not just...
A lot of people look at it like it's a bad thing, but I'm with you. I think it can be a beautiful thing, definitely. I wouldn't want to... The thing that would put me off about being an Undertaker is if you get children. That would put me off.
Mm.
That's the one thing. Like, doing it for old Doris, 90-year-old Doris, lovely. You know, she's had a lovely life. You're laying her to rest. You're making her make everything as nice a day as possible. And it's all when you're 90, it's almost a celebration of life. When you're 6 or 7, it ain't. And that's what I couldn't handle as an Undertaker as a job. I don't think.
Well, you
learned
shit on that, didn't you?
Well, I don't want to put you off your life dream, mate. I'm just saying what I would do. That wouldn't be if I put you off. All right, let's move on from your jobs anyway. You've had enough of them. Let's talk about holidays. You've been on many holidays in your life?
No, I've been abroad once, that's about it.
You went to France, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So about 200 miles away.
And I was allergic to France.
You're allergic to France. What is it about France that you didn't like?
I don't know. I never have allergies, but I had them out there.
You don't know what it was. Oh, you're actually talking. I thought you were speaking.
No, I was actually allergic.
I thought you were being metaphorical, but you're being literal.
It's snot and everything. My eyes were hanging out of the sockets. It was just horrible.
How long were you there in France for?
4 days.
Have you ever been to Scotland or Wales?
Yeah, I've done Scotland and Wales.
You've done Scotland and Wales. So you've done Great Britain, but
as long
you've
as
done
it's
France
on the island, you know.
You've done rest of world for 4 days.
Yeah.
Never ever thought about travelling. Travelling broadens the mind, don't it?
Fucking hate it. I get so homesick. Come on, I got homesick in fucking Bognor Reid just a couple of weeks ago.
What is it about? Why do you get like that, do you think?
I like my stuff and everything.
You like
just
your home comforts.
And
you are a fucking hermit, aren't you, really?
And if I'm not at home with my stuff, and I get very cranky.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay.
Makes it very hard to be away.
Does it? I mean, you do get cranky when you, even when you're at mine.
Exactly. I'm fine for like 2 hours and then I start getting homesick.
Fucking hell. He's like a six-year-old in a six-year-old's body. But anyway, all right, I want to talk about your relationships, okay? So, at school, did you have any girlfriends or anything?
Oh, God, there is one story, but that I really can't go into.
Go on, of course you can. No, none of those people will ever hear it. Hello, Fisher.
Oh, no, Fisher knows, obviously, because everyone knows about the fucking... Yeah, but I've got to get called a paedophile.
Go on, go.
Well, I was like Tesco's and everything.
Yeah.
And, oh, this is going to be bad. But I was at Tesco's and they had work experience and stuff. And
so how old are you at this point?
I can't remember. I reckon I was 17.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Got on with one of the work experience girls really well, blah, 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 blah.
Work experience from school?
Yeah, but I didn't twig. And she wanted to meet up, so I only met up with her outside, blah, blah, blah. And no, it turns out that she weren't 15 coming on to 16, like literally in a couple of weeks, like she said. So it'd only been like 1 year's difference. Turns out she was like 13, 14.
Did you
and
kiss
I
her?
Met up and...
Did you kiss her, Wayne?
It turns out that
Wayne,
I fucking...
Wayne, what? Did you kiss her? Wayne, you kissed the European file.
But...
Wayne, no, but you kissed her.
No, she wanted me to fucking touch her boobs and shit, but I didn't. But how fucking close was that? I could have been done.
Wayne, you still can be done. If she comes forward and said, someone kiss me and grope me, then you've just admitted it on this podcast. You were 17 and you touched a 13-year-old.
I didn't touch her.
You're a sick fuck.
But no, I was just saying, I only met up with her like outside and that, but you know.
I only met up with her, kissed her and groped her tits.
I didn't fucking touch her, but I...
That's what they all say! That's what all the pedos say, I didn't touch her.
But no, fucking... No, I'm going to say something that will get like serious. Like I was going to say, well, when they have that attitude, you can see how people do fall for it. But no, that's saying encouraging that they deserve it.
Well, you know, if I'm sort of agreeing with that because, you know, I'll go to a nightclub and you get off with a bird and she ends up being 15 and you get done for it. How is that on you?
You do, don't you?
Exactly.
Like,
and that happens a lot, man. I've been
like
to
her, you know. She was going on about like, go and touch my boob and shit like that. And then someone actually said to me, go like, how old is she? I said, 15, coming on 16. She said, and I was like, how old were you when you done work experience? And then I sort of thought about it. I thought, fuck, yeah, I'm gonna put this to a stop now because that could have been bad.
Yeah, man, it can get bad. I mean, I've been working in nightclubs from the age of, 17 till up until a couple of years ago. So the amount of times that you see kids in there, like, and you can tell that's a child, but they're flaunting it on the dance floor and the guys are up against them and stuff. And you're like, fucking hell, man, you know, that's a kid and you can get done for it. But, you know, they shouldn't be in a nightclub. You know what I mean? But.
Mm-hmm.
But Wayne touching a work experience girl in Tesco's is a whole different story.
But no, I was never one for like, I was always the friend stuck in friend zone.
Oh no.
So I never had girlfriends, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
I was always the friend, you know.
Did you have a better looking mate that took all the girls?
Not really. I just really got on with women, but as a friend,
no.
Do you know what I mean?
You're the
just
gay friend. Did they all think you were gay?
I just thought about going like started acting like a twat to people and saying if I get to knob them, but I never did have the confidence to even do that.
You did get raped by a gay, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell that story again for anyone that didn't listen, that when you got raped?
Because
I know not everyone listens to Rebel Satire, so which they fucking should. So tell us about you getting raped.
Well, we're doing tiddly drinks, which was. Tiddlywinks, flicking coins in the stuff and getting points. But the result was you're doing shots. Well, Fisher then goes and tips like half a fucking bottle of vodka.
It's Fisher again.
Fisher goes and dumps a load of vodka down my throat in the kitchen behind everyone's back.
Was he coy about it?
Yeah, well, Claire would have fucking threw a wobbly, wouldn't she? So, and the fact that, I was fine. So there was me, the one who could have touched me. I won't name them. And then Fisher. And basically, they thought I was fine. I was fine until the vodka. And then I come back and I was worse for wear. And they didn't quite understand how that happened. We tried going out. I think I made about 5 steps out the door and I fell over and rolled around with a lit cigarette. And they're like, that's it. Get him back in the house. I was fucking trashed. And
can't handle his drink.
Apparently, I was projectile vomiting, pissing everywhere, everything.
You do get drunk quite easily, don't you?
And basically, I was literally a mess. And Claire was like, oh my God, how am I going to sort this out? Oh my God, he's got all down him, blah, blah, blah. And I was about to say his name. The one who could have touched me basically went, right, I'll clean him up. And we always suspected he was gay because he was camp. And he just literally...
Locked you in the room.
He went in the room with me. Next thing, he come out with soiled clothes.
Did he not lock the door?
Soiled clothes and everything, and I was all dressed back up in new clothes. So...
Definitely sucked you off.
We never know. But he must have fully stripped me because he fully changed me, so... Anything could have happened that night, and I'll never know. I will never know.
You got rohypnoled by a gay man.
That could have been. It might not have been Fisher with vodka. It might have been.
Yeah. Fisher gave you water. There's a fish out of water. Right. Let's move on to the big one. Claire, the love of your life, the woman that changed your life.
Or as I nicknamed her when I first saw her, Fit Home Shopper.
Fit Home Shopper. There you go. So. When you first meet Claire, love at first sight for you, isn't it?
I really do remember meeting her. Yep. That is freakish. She was coming up out of... this is going to sound gay.
I remember meeting Amy.
She was just being taught how to .com by another woman called Louise. And you just remember, I fucking hated Louise, but... when someone stands out, and Claire did, and... Then I got chatting to her, and it turns out she was lovely personality and everything, and brilliant. And, you know, we become really good friends. And That was unfortunate because
she was with your mate, wasn't she?
No, she went with another produce worker.
Oh, yeah, fucker.
And
Me
and him didn't get on, and he made her quit Tesco's because he thought that something might happen between me and Claire because we got on so well.
He did, so he was right.
Yeah, but years after he fucking shoved her over to the ground. Yeah, anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah, but, well, no, we have talked about that story. We're not going to go into that story tonight.
But basically, yeah, it got like a few years later. She come back to Tesco's and we just hit it off again. Really well, got on, and we just ended up together.
So, but, you know, good life together you have. I know that you're possibly the weirdest couple I've ever known.
Have I told you that we're possibly related?
That my silence was through gobsmack, but then I realised you live in Hicksville, fucking England. So no, I'm not surprised at all. Go on, is she your cousin?
Oh no! We're not related. We did not know this at all. But there was this woman in the Stowell Upland called Jean. I don't even know what she fucking is to me. Billie She's something Jean. To do with my grandmother.
Billie Jean is not my grandmother.
She's something cousin to my grandma. So I don't.
You're all fucking related. Yeah, go on.
We got talking about her. And then Claire's mum and dad or something went, is that so and so from Sycamore Road? That was like, yeah. Oh, so very distantly, me and Claire are related. But that was not until we were married. Well, getting ready to get married, and we're talking about this Jean woman coming to the wedding, that it clicked.
I'm not surprised, Wayne, that you're related. It's the part of England where you live. It's rife where you are.
I just think it's funny. That just shows like that's why me and Claire get on so well.
You do get on so well. It's really lovely to get on so well, but you do have quite a strange relationship. You've got to admit that. Some of the things you do are very niche, shall I say.
What? What do you mean by that?
Well, just the way you two are with each other is very niche.
What do you mean?
First off, you're a cunt to her.
Well, I'm a cunt to everyone.
But, like, you make her go upstairs to do a podcast.
I go in the dining room now. I've changed man, mate.
Second of all, like, your sexual relationship is quite strange.
What?
What do you mean? She...
What? She don't really like sex and I like wanking, so that's perfect, really.
But you will...
I keep myself entertained.
But, yeah, but you'll wank yourself half to death and not put, you know, stuff on her.
She don't like it.
She don't like sex at all.
She thinks like, she's allergic to my semen now. Because I shot in her last week and she got really sore, so...
She's allergic to your cum.
So she was like, "You're never coming to me again." And I was just like, "Well, there's really no chance we're going to have a baby now." And she was just like, "Well,
this is
no
the thing. You're not going to have a baby if you keep wanking and not having sex."
Well, she won't let me go anywhere near her now. So that's
so that ship sailed then.
Yeah, that's well and truly fucking gone.
No baby Wayne anymore.
No, not when she thinks that she's going to get tangy fucking clit every time that.
Oh my god, Wayne. So give us a funny story about you and Claire, even though that one was hilarious.
Well, it was the night we got together at Tesco Christmas party or something, anyway. And we got together. I think I went outside for a fag.
Not a gay person, Americans.
No, cigarette. I went outside for a cigarette. And Ty went to the toilet, Ty's mate, went to the toilet, and there was someone shagging in the toilet. I'd been in there as well. It was fucking hilarious, because people were telling him to stop, and he just kept groaning and going, "Fuck off." That was just his voice. And she sounded up for it, anyway. Anyway, they were shagging in the toilet. Thing was, though, Ty was, like, in the main room with Claire. And then he went to the toilet and heard, for some reason, because he was drunk, he thought it was me in there already cheating on Claire. Okay. So he started banging on the door, going, "Get out of there! Get out of there!" And then I sort of walk in and go, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "I thought that was you in there." I was like, "No." There we go. That was it. That was about the story, really.
Wow. That was the story?
That was funny. You had to be there, really.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, fucking hell. Jesus Christ. So let's move on from the love of your life, Claire Bear. Let's talk about your interests and hobbies. What are you interested in? What are your hobbies? We'll get on to wrestling in a little bit, because we know you love wrestling. Everyone knows that. Mm. So we'll get onto that in a little minute. But what other interests and hobbies do you have, Wayne?
Well, I told you I played lawn bowls with
likes his little
8-year-old men.
We still don't have the game at lawn bowls, because I reckon I'll kick your ass at lawn bowls, don't I?
You say that. Anyway, basically,
you was fucking awesome at lawn bowls, though, weren't you?
Well, I played for Suffolk, and then I hit puberty and realised that there was women and give it up because
you
fucking old
a fucking
people.
World champion, mate.
Could have been, but I got a life, so that's why I give it up. Honestly, it was just
they are money,
mate. I didn't mind when I was like 13 when I started. I didn't mind them talking to me like a kid then. But when you were like fucking 19 and they were still talking to you like a child.
Yeah, but they're old. They'll be dead. That's all you got to think with old people.
There's still some fucking hanging on, I see.
Just be like, they'll be dead soon. Don't matter. So, okay, what other interests and hobbies do you have, Wayne?
Interesting, I don't know. I once whittled a bird out of wood.
What?
Whittled. Have you ever whittled?
I literally have not a fucking clue what you're talking about.
When you have a knife and a piece of wood and you make stuff out of the wood.
That's called carving.
It's whittling.
Okay, to me it's carving. but for you it's whittling. Yeah. You're whittling it down, are you? Is that where it comes from? You're whittling something
down. Yes, you whittle wood, so yeah.
Yeah, so you're whittling it down. Okay, that's obviously where that sort of statement comes from. Fair enough.
Yeah, go on.
That's go on it. About your whittling. Did you enjoy that then?
I did. And I've made, yeah, I used to do a little bit of woodwork.
Yeah, we know that. All you fucking wanking.
But yeah, that, honestly, there's just, I'm just happy just plodding along. Just
plodding along. No hobbies, no interests, just happy plodding.
I get into stuff intensively and then I give it up pretty damn quick.
So you've got no interests or hobbies other than wrestling?
That's only a recent thing. I've only been back into wrestling for like 2 years.
Yeah, snap. Okay, let's get on to the wrestling thing. Let's get on to that. What made you get back into wrestling? Because you're like me, you had a lot of time off from wrestling. I mean, I stopped watching wrestling when I started doing gigs and stuff. So when I was about 18, 19, I stopped watching wrestling. So, God, and then I didn't get back into it until 10 years later, until I was like 29.
Yeah.
I'm 31
I'd
now.
Say so that's pretty much spot on me, maybe just like a couple earlier swing, yeah. A couple years earlier. But I basically, what started it was I used to have to stay up on Sunday nights to go to work.
Heat.
No. This is literally only a couple of years ago. So I was working, obviously, midnight on a Monday morning, Sunday night. Uh-huh. So I had to stay up because I used to try going to bed and that just never happened with Sunday. So I thought, fuck it. So I basically was so bored on a Sunday night and I was just flicking and TNA was on. TNA was on. And I put it on. I thought, fuck it. There's absolutely nothing else on a Sunday, you got to remember. So I put TNA on. I thought, oh, fucking wrestling. How the fuck do I used to watch this shit? But then I used to put it on every week because that was like the only sort of new programming on a Sunday. And I thought, fuck it. And then I actually got to the point where I was actually following it and I got back into it. Just TNA. And then there was Raw from London or SmackDown from the O2 or something. So I put it on. I went, that's rubbish. WWE's shit. It's not, you know, TNA, I think I've got into, but this fucking WWE, it's all just talk and it's bollocks. And that gradually turned into, so I got back to watching that, and then I found podcasts and more of the community side of wrestling, and that's what I've sort of fallen back in for, is more the community of it.
Yeah, absolutely, I completely agree. If it wasn't for the community side of it, I think I would have fallen out of it.
Again, yeah.
Definitely. I think the fact that I've met what I can call mates now, Heavyset would call them acquaintances, but from what I call mates, and you know, it's long lasting. When did I start doing the AWWIR? Probably 18 months ago. So in that time, you know, I've met up with you, I've done parties here with Kai and stuff, and you know, there's so much you can do. I've done podcasts, different sort of podcasts. I've been on an NFL podcast with Heavyset and Mop and FTW. I do bloody DSJMP. Bloody hell, I co-own DSJMP now. It's an incredible thing that's just spiraled out of control. And I think that wrestling was that thing that got us together.
It was the central hub.
It's the central hub. But now it's not as an important thing because we're all together anyway. It's the community as such. I will watch it now, but I certainly don't watch as much wrestling as I used to. I just watch Raw and pay-per-views now. That's pretty much it. You were the champion of that show, weren't you?
Yeah.
You didn't like it being a champion. It was too much on you, wasn't it?
No, I didn't mind it. It was one of those things. When I was choosing to do it every week, it wasn't a chore. As soon as you had to do it every week,
something.
You turn it in your head, even though you would have done it anyway.
Yeah. It's just that psychology thing that, yeah. Oh my God, I have to do it. Not that choice thing. But you haven't done it for a long while, so.
The thing is, though, I get these really good ideas when I'm out and about driving, but then when I get home to record a call, totally throw a blank and I can't remember anything about it.
You need one of those little recorders.
I can't pull over and say, sorry, everyone, I just want to write down this idea.
No, not write down. You need a little walkie. Like a little walkie-talkie, like you know what, like Kevin had on fucking Home Alone, like one of them.
And you just sit there, does it longer. Mick Foley chair shots.
Yeah, that's exactly what you should do. People think you're awesome. You'll be the kooky bus driver.
Yeah, but I'd probably get pulled over for fucking like not hands free or something.
Right,
but
okay.
No, I have got the full intention of doing it. I still listen to the show, but it's just I just throw a blank, and that's horrible. And that's the sort of story of my life, really. I sort of have all these great ideas, but then when I go down to put them on paper, gone. I just can't.
So what is it? What is it that got you? Got you? Obviously, said you got back into wrestling and stuff. But what is it that you love about wrestling? What kept you watching it? I know the fact that it was a convenience thing, that it was on at night time, and you were like, holy shit, I used to love this as a kid. But what do you love about it?
I don't
do you love the storylines?
I don't say I'd love it. I'd just say you can just lose yourself in it because there's so much. I'm very much on-demand person. I don't like wait until 7 to watch something or whatever. I like very much losing myself. And like, if I was always about during the day, not at the evening.
Yeah.
So it was always go to work, come home at like 8 in the morning. You just want to get home and just slap what you want on. Why waste time waiting half an hour for your program to come on? When all this wrestling happened during the night, you come home, you could just whack it on your laptop and watch it and lose yourself in it. And there was so much. You could just
Wayne, right? You could like completely avoid your telly for a week, record all the shit that you want like on Series Link. And then you'll always be a week behind. Like, not watch anything for a week, and then go to the telly next one, and you'll always be a week behind.
Yeah, but wrestling sort of done that naturally, and that just why it was a good fit.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Oh, if that's more of a convenience thing for you, then.
But it's not so much a convenience thing now, because I'm having the obviously if I'm on a run of 4 or 5 days working and bus driver days are long.
We all drift in and out of things. I mean,
yeah, but they're long old days. And if you get on a run of 5, you're not doing anything other than going to work, coming home, eating, going to bed, and doing it again. If you're on a run of 4 or 5, you then got that's so daunting wrestling in it because there is so much of it. It's like
I find myself doing very much. I probably watch.
I'm down to Raw.
50 minutes of Raw.
No, I watch all of Raw, I watch all the pay-per-views, watch all NXT, but TNA's gone and SmackDown is gone now. I don't watch SmackDown.
I haven't watched TNA since we went there.
I haven't seen TNA since then.
You shouted at Bram, Bram loves ham.
Oh, I was going to... There was something else. I come up with it the other day, but it's gone. That was Bram likes something else.
Bram likes spam?
No, that works.
It does. It definitely works.
Well, he's just, a shy. She's got a big spammy clip.
Bram loves dram. Bewey?
No, it was something else. All
right. Anyway, let's move on. So that's wrestling out of the way. Let's talk about films. What sort of films do you like, Wayne?
Well, I don't have many, do I? I ain't seen many.
You like Rocky, didn't you?
I've got the Rockies. I've got all the soundtracks. I've got T-shirts.
Are you going to be watching the new Creed movie when it comes out?
I fucking can't wait.
That fucking looks really good. We'll go to watch that together. Let's make it a date. When Creed comes out, we'll go watch it together.
Claire won't go and see it with me. So
there you go. Fuck it. Me and you, that's a date. We'll go watch Creed together.
Somewhere neutral, that in Stowe or March.
No, fuck it. Ipswich, mate. Ipswich got the...
Cineworld.
It's not the Cineworld.
It is Cineworld. It's the only cinema in Ipswich.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought they had like a fucking...
No, it was Virgin, but it's now Cineworld.
Ah, okay, so they've still got like the big sound systems and shit.
Yeah, it's got the big IMAX screens
IMAX,
as well.
That's the motherfucker. That's a date. Me and you fucking hook up in Ipswich.
Yeah, it's got 15 screens. That's not Cineworld. Is not. It is a world.
It's a world
full
of
cinemas.
Yeah, that's it. We're done. Creed. We're watching it. So, what other movies do you like?
Saws.
Do you like the Saws?
Yeah, I do.
Saws or
no, the horror films. I miss them every Halloween. I don't care what anyone says. Oh, not as good as the first three. Yeah, but I still enjoyed them. That was a yearly tradition. I know the story got a bit too far-fetched. I hate when people say that because really, the first one, that weren't far-fetched.
I loved the first one. The first one was awesome. I can't say I've seen many after 3. I think I've seen 2 and 3. I don't think I've seen many after that. But, you know, I respect the franchise because I like horror. But, you know.
I like the... how that sort of branched off. Like, he had one.
Do you like horror movies?
Not really, but the Saws were just really clever. Like, even when they said it had gone stupid and pointless, like, so Saw 5, was it with the... No, I'm sort of talking to myself now, because, like you said, you in Senate. There was one with, like, the... His health insurance wouldn't pay out, so he puts the health insurance, who was dodgy, the bloke from that, and he puts him in a trap for the whole film.
That's a bit of cunt. It's not just one bloke's decision, surely.
No, but he was dodgy, and then everyone else in the trap were linked in with it, and that was very clever. It was, and that's like, and everyone said that one was shit, and that's what I'm saying. I still really think they're clever.
If you like it, you ain't got to fucking preach to people. Fuck it. If this is what you like.
People watch it. People should see it as good.
Okay.
Open mind. Don't keep looking at it as trying to be better than the first one, because that's not going to happen. But
no, they're different entities. Okay, so you've got Saw and Rocky, which are both franchises. Any sort of standalone movies that you like? Or
Silence of the Lambs is up there.
It's a good fucking movie.
In fact, I'm going to open up my cabinet, because you know what my memory's like.
Yeah,
shit.
Your memory's pretty shit. So you like to put your cock in between your legs and do a dance and stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which is cool.
Let's have a look. I'm right next to it.
We've got an insight now to Wayne's film cabinet.
Oh, Great Outdoors with John Candy.
I've never seen that.
Oh, mate, the fucking raccoons are brilliant. They fucking knock the rubbish
John
over.
Candy as well. Right. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, fucking Dan Aykroyd. It's fucking brilliant.
Oh, I might have seen it, but yeah, I might need a jog on that. It's probably like 1994 when I saw it, so...
You've got, obviously, Fight Club. It's
great
awesome.
Movie.
Snatch.
I love a bit of Snatch.
God, Castaway. Anything Tom Hanks.
Oh, shit.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, you're a big Tom Hanks fan.
Yeah. Philadelphia, I still howl at, cry. I just think that's a brilliant film.
Is that because you've got AIDS? Have you got AIDS?
Sake. No, I've not got AIDS.
Oh, right. Just asking.
I know it's not a film, but House. I love House.
Oh, is that your favourite
TV
show?
That's the only really sort of American thing that I'd sort of... have got really drama-wise.
So you like House with Hugh Laurie?
I love a bit of Hugh Laurie.
I love Hugh Laurie, mate. Blackadder's amazing. So, TV-wise, that's the sort of thing you're looking at? House, that sort of thing? Because I know you're into... You're big into comedies, like I'm big into comedies.
Yeah, I'm more comedy than drama.
Yeah, because I know you like Toast of London and stuff. I love Toast of London.
I fucking love it. Anything black comedy.
Yeah. And me and you have definitely had discussions in the past about comedy, like right. you've liked Red Dwarf, and lots of things that I like Blackadder and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're very similar on the old comedy front. You ever seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yep, I've only ever seen a couple episodes of it.
Get the whole box set; it's amazing.
It is my sense of humour. It's just one of those things that I've just when your partner, it's a thing that you bulk watch and tend to be with your partner. And when Claire didn't seem that bothered with it. And that was the problem. You watch a couple by yourself, don't you? And then she comes home from work and then you can't put it on and then you sort of forget about it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, I'll throw some comedies at you and you say if you like them or not. Because I'll look at my cabinet now and I'll say, all right, here we go.
Go on.
Bottom.
Button in was going to be one special mention, Bottom. And I can't believe that is actually the first one you were going to...
Yeah, I'm looking at my DVD cabinet now. So.
I fucking love Rick Mayall. I think he's a legend. And Aid Edmondson.
One of my heroes. One of my all-time heroes. Actually, one of the person who, growing up, I wanted to be. I wanted to be Rick Mayall, always. And I've got everything he's ever been in. He's amazing. So, okay. So, Bottom, you love. Blackadder?
Mm-hmm. Yep, got them.
Mighty Boosh?
First series, and then I sort of got a bit... Or second one as well, I think I was into. When I went over to BBC Three, I think I got a bit bored of it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Peep Show?
Again, that got to about series 5 or 6, and then I sort of stopped watching it. I don't know why. Still, if I catch any of the new ones, I still laugh.
Yeah. Or more. 5 or 10?
Fucking love Father Ted. I've got all of them.
Yeah. Black Books.
Bill Bailey. Now, that's one of those that I've not seen. It's one of those really black holes that you know you should have seen it, but I just haven't.
Watch it. Red Dwarf.
Love Red Dwarf.
Yeah, everyone loves Red Dwarf. I'll do one or two more. Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
I tried that, you know I did. And that just really surprising because I love everyone involved, but...
You didn't get it, did you?
It just didn't make me laugh.
Did you give it, like, the full series, though?
No, I give it two episodes and it just...
Oh, really? And you still didn't like it? I'm surprised. Okay, last one I'll give you, Spaced.
I love Spaced.
Oh, fuck yes. It's just so good.
I was a bit late coming to that one, but nah.
All these American guys are like, oh, I love Simon Pegg. I love all this shit. This is, and they've never heard of Spaced. And I'm not just...
Which was the initial collaboration between all of them. And...
Yeah, that is, if they love the Americans, they love fucking Shaun of the Dead. They love Hot Fuzz. This is a collaboration of the three of them, the director and the two stars. This is where they made it. And fuck me, it's just one of the best comedies of all time. I fucking adore it. And yeah, all right. So you love your comedies like I do. Okay, Wayne, before we get on to our last topic, which will be music, which I really do want to discuss with you because you're quite eclectic like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, what are your strange habits? Have you got any strange habits?
It's probably everything I do.
Everything you do? Like what?
Well, they're not strange to me. I don't know.
Because I know you like...
It's not until I talk with...
You like picking your ass, don't you?
Everyone likes sitting there with their hands in their pants and stuff. Yeah, I don't sit there up to the second knuckle with fucking poo all over my finger. No, but
you like picking your bum. I like playing with my cock with my hands down my pants. You give yourself a reach around and start fucking sticking your finger up your ass.
Time and a place, yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So whatever strange habits have you got?
They're not strange to me. It's not until I speak to people. This isn't like quite a lot of things in life. I speak to people and they're like, you do that, really? I was like, oh.
Like what?
I don't know.
Name a situation where that's ever occurred.
What strange habits do you think I've got then? You must know me enough to be able to point some out.
Well, no, not really. I don't think you've got that many strange habits. I think one of the strangest habits that you don't kiss your missus goodbye. That's like, if I leave for a night out, I'll give my missus a kiss. Like, see you later.
I'll give her a peck on the cheek, but I don't...
You don't like the kissing part?
No, because her breath stinks and she puts Vaseline on her lips and I fucking hate it.
This is what I mean. Like, to a lot of people, that's strange. And then I'm getting back to your, like, fucking previous with you and Claire have a strange relationship. You don't even kiss her goodbye because her breath stinks. Give her a fucking Tic Tac, mate.
I wave.
You wave. You give her a wave goodbye, Leah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Bye, love. Are you ever intimate? Do you ever, like, come into contact with each other? Do you ever hug or... What the fuck?
Yeah, I power about all the time. No, I power about all the time.
You like, what?
Power about. Pow. Like...
Pow? What?
Sort of keep grabbing and moulding her, you know, like a piece of plasticine.
I'm still a little bit like... Oh, so you like grabbing her?
Yeah.
You like grope. You're a groper.
Yeah, just get your fingers wet and then go.
Oh, you dirty cunt. Okay, all right, let's move on. What's the best compliment you've ever received?
I don't know. The only one I ever want to hear is my dad saying, son, you've done good.
Oh, that's nice. That's cute.
No, it probably was when I got the bus driver's job. And Dad was like, well done for getting out of Tesco's. I can see you're a lot happier now, blah, blah, blah. That meant a lot to me.
Well, that's awesome, though, man. That's awesome.
So,
okay. Have you ever heard anything from Subway's Jared?
No.
No.
Okay. When you said that, I just thought Subway's the band.
Yeah, Jared in that band.
Is that... Is that his name, is it?
I don't know. This question was given to me for you.
Oh, it wouldn't be him then.
I don't know. What, who's Subways?
You've never heard Subways? Just a band, but had a few albums out, but their first one's the main one. It was produced by Ian Brody from Lightning Seeds.
Oh, okay, I love Lightning Seeds. Lightning Seeds. All right, okay, well, let's go into the music thing right now, look, because I'm a huge music guy. Not many people know music better than I do. But you do love your music.
I love it, and that's one of the sad things was that I thought about a couple of days ago, that I used to go to when I had the Tesco job. We hammered gigs, so we'd just go online like every couple of weeks, and we'd just book a set of tickets because we used to do like these all nighters sort of. So we finish work at 8 a.m, go home, sleep, and then we'd bugger off to Birmingham or somewhere about like 2 p.m.
Uh-huh.
We'll catch a gig, and then we'd stupidly come back and work a full shift, and then just fucking die for a couple of days. Or if one of us could wangle it, then that'd tend to be me, get the next day off, because I'd be the one driving, because Kev couldn't drive, and we just literally were booking gigs up, so we'd go to like a couple every month sort of thing, and we just saw so many bands, and that is what...
Okay, so what sort of gigs are we talking about?
A mixture of everything. We done stadiums, we done like fucking shitty local venues like Village Halls,
genres of music more than anything.
Everything, just...
Really?
Whatever. Well...
Reggae?
No, all right, I said everything.
Drum and bass,
but you know
classical
what I mean.
Music.
You know the thingy that I was in, like indie and stuff.
You like, this is what I'm trying to get out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I say eclectic, I think I could listen to a fucking bit of Handel and then go on to, you know, drum and bass. Whereas you're eclectic in your own little genre, aren't you? Because you like your indie sort of
Yeah, I like
sort of stuff.
The variedness in that genre.
You like your Britpop as well, don't you?
Yeah, that's probably my go-to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd say I've got quite varied, but you probably are a step further again.
But I mean, okay, let's go from different spectrums. Who is your favourite band, or what's your favourite artist of all time?
Probably it'd have to be Queen. For that one,
it's a good choice.
I've seen quite a few lineups of the band live, but obviously I'll never have been able to see the main one with Freddie Mercury because he died. That was unfortunate. I was born in this era, but Rodgers, Adam Lambert. I've seen that one twice. That lineup twice. I saw him at Hammersmith, Paul Rodgers. And
Paul
that
Rodgers
was
from Cream, wasn't it?
No, Bad Company.
Bad Company, of course it was.
And Free.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
So, and I really like that. But that is that. Obviously, you said Britpop, so like Oasis. I saw them. Really?
I'm a Londoner. Blur.
I never got this thing. I had this argument with someone in the bakery as well. He said, you're not allowed to like both. And I went, bullshit, I like both.
I think you are allowed to like both unless you're from
London
or Manchester.
That fucking Rami. You can only like one. Fuck off. Now, I will say, earlier Oasis for me beats early Blur, but later Blur beats the arse off later Oasis. I really think...
I do quite like both, to be fair. I'm just not a massive Oasis fan. I'm certainly more Blur. I love Blur.
So. Then I'm in a bit of alt, so you got like your Cure, Placebo.
Oh, Robert Smith, I want to make love to.
<He's so laughs> Even good. If he does look like a big fat panda now.
Yeah, I mean, he done a record called A Forest. Guys, listen to that. It makes me cry. It's just a beautiful record. I love Robert Smith because he can do something like Love Cats, which is a really chirpy, lovey record. And then he can do something like Love Cats, which is so fucking deep. A Forest, which is so... I have had a drink. You can do like A Forest, which is so deep and dark and fucking beautiful. Incredible artist. Incredible. Absolutely.
And then I'm obviously got a little bit of electric. There's like Depeche Mode, Pet Shop Boys, massive Pet Shop Boys fan.
Yeah, we know that. The West. What about Erasure?
Don't mind a bit of Erasure. God, I've not even been drinking. I'm good.
Erasure. That's that's an airline.
But yeah, so I think that's quite good. And then I sort of go into like weird sort of things, like Duke Special and stuff, where he plays with a cheese grater and shit. Do you know what I mean? So,
No, completely. Do you like any electronic sort of music? Or I mean, I know that Pet Shop Boys use a little bit of electronic sort of instruments in their performances. But I mean, do you?
Yeah, it's obviously Depeche Mode. There's I don't know much about them. I only know a couple of the songs. Hurts.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, they're probably the new version of like that sort of 80s electric. So I might give them a go.
I mean, you're very. To me, it seems your style is very sort of 80s/90s, and that's your prime spot.
Yeah, and when that guitar bit in the noughties went, so your Franz and lesser extent Kaiser Chiefs, you know, I didn't mind that in the popular chart, but that soon died out, didn't it?
Well, yeah, unless you go underground and fucking listen to it there. But I mean, you've not really gone back to like the 60s and 70s, and no one from sort of that genre.
I like Stones. I'm a massive Kinks fan. I've seen Ray Davis live. I think he's a genius, and he's an interesting one.
Mate, I'll fucking name my daughter after him. So me and Amy both love the Kinks.
Kinks. I honestly think
their best record's Lola, so we named their daughter after it.
I think they could have done, you know, if they're in the right time, right place, they could have been, you know, up there with the Beatles, but for some
they
reason...
They are up there with the Beatles. Yeah, they are up there with the Beatles. They really are.
For me, but do you know what I mean? With the commercial success, they could have been up there as well, but
don't get me wrong, the Beatles shade the Kinks just because of their library's bigger, but the Kinks is
I think
solo sort of work. Like if you condense it, if you pick five records Beatles, the Kinks beat them.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'd say. I think Beatles obviously pushed music to that commercial, took it broader and everything, but the actual quality of the songs, I think Kinks were better.
Yeah, but, no, I completely agree.
I say that a lot. Oh, I got an argument with a bloke in a pub once because I said that I think the Kinks, personally for me, were better, and they turned around and went, "You weren't around." I went, "Yeah, but don't stop me listening to their stuff now, does it? It's easier to look back and look forward."
Well, exactly, but that's not... That's a ridiculous statement to make.
He got proper angry, and someone called him Father Christmas because he had a white hair and white beard, and he didn't like it, and he left the pub, which was good, because that really annoyed me. Oh, yeah. It's easier to look back and comment on stuff than it is to guess what's in the future.
Of course it is. You know, if you look at records like Waterloo, Sunset, fucking You Really Got Me, everyone knows them now. Everyone knows those records now, and that's what makes you a big band. It's not fucking what you're doing at the time, I don't think. I think a lot of music is retrospective than it is the now. In 20 years' time, we all slate on some people. Let's look at any pop act now, and you can slate on them and say, oh, they're shit. In 20 years' time, let's say they're dead, look at Amy Winehouse. You know, we put her on a pedestal now.
Anything
at the fucking time.
I can't agree with you on that, but I will agree with you at the same time with me being double standards. There's a lot of stuff now that I listen to which I hated 10, 20 years ago. But what I say is, compared to the shit around today, this has become listenable. But you could say that that will happen again in 10, 20 years. So
I don't know. I'm going to be a bit hypocritical. The best music will stand the test of time. We all know that, right? The best music will stand the test of time. but some things do grow on you, and circumstance can there's so many variables that makes people as big as they are. Do you not think?
No, yeah. I say the thing that I really miss is going to all the gigs. Just
we go used to more book gigs then.
I've just fell out of contact with those people that I went with and cleared. Admittedly, we've never done a gig, have we?
No, we should.
I was going to say, I fell out of contact with those people, and then obviously with the job and everything, it just... I've been the one for about a year, couple of years, probably. Well, I have been to gigs in the last couple of years, don't get me wrong, but I haven't gigged, like, constantly.
I'm the most musical man you'll ever meet, and you've not invited me out for a gig.
I'll have to see. Well, literally, we'll get one thingy one day, see tickets, and we'll just literally go, right, we both like that, boom.
I'll go to anything, you know me. I'll go to anything, I'll watch anything. If I had to choose a genre, I'd go jazz, then rock, then drum and bass. But you know me, man. I love all music. Anything. I'll tap my fucking beat to an elevator.
Do you believe in a thing that I do, which is when you're at a main act and the support act are on, and I call it support act syndrome. Just you cannot understand what they're saying. Because it ain't quite mic'd up right, so it's like, like that.
No, it just means they haven't sound checked properly.
I find that with a lot of support acts, just support act syndrome.
Or/ the sound engineer is set up for the main band, and they couldn't be bothered to change it after the support act's been on.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Support act syndrome. But I always
you wouldn't get that at Glastonbury.
You get sort of. Also in their songs, you also can hear like a couple of lines, but the rest of it just sort of, you can get the rhythm, you can get the flow of the lyrics and stuff, but you can't actually say the lyrics because you couldn't quite hear them.
Yeah, no, I think it depends how big the gig is and how the sound engineer.
I find the grander the stage, the harder it becomes to understand the support acts.
Really? What, yeah. Glastonbury?
Oh, God, Chuck, who supported the Chili's. Fuck me. They got bottled off. Chuck. Americans probably like, they're fucking great, man. What are you saying? That's basically Chuck goes three exclamation marks. And I don't know how that equates to Chuck. But if you look on their wiki or whatever it has in brackets, three exclamation marks, Chuck. And oh my God, no one could understand them. I don't know if that was the Portman Road setup or fucking. Oh, they got bottled off and he got coated in piss.
Nice. Just a normal night out.
In Ipswich, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to wrap this up, Wayne, because we've been going for 2 hours now.
That's enough of me, you know. That's enough. I wouldn't listen to.
that's definitely enough of you. But, you know, we've had a bit of insight into your life. Bit of a biography into your life. You're an interesting chap when you want to be.
See, I disagree, because I think this is exactly where we started at when you said, what are your parents like? Yeah. Fucking boring. And then you went, you've just described yourself.
But good memory. You got a good memory. Everyone's led an interesting life. Do you not think? Even you, Wayne.
And on that bombshell.
No? Yeah? All right. Fucking hell. Jeez. Is there anything else in your biography that you want to add? Because this, in 30 years' time, let's say you do have a kid, right? And you die in 30 years' time, which more likely, heart disease or something like that. Something like that.
Probably, yeah. Bus crash.
And your kids can listen to this podcast, and this would be your biography up until almost, well, you'll be 30 soon, wouldn't you?
Yeah, when would that be?
So what do you mean?
Next year.
When will I be 30? You don't know when your
body... When will I be 30? I can't answer
I'm
that.
I'm not doing a fucking Bross quote. Fuck off. You're too young for Bross. Fuck off. So, what are you gonna? What do you want to add anything else to this? that your kids are going to listen to in 30 years' time when you're dead? Wayne, up until 30, to add to your life, anything.
The only words of advice I could give them is just don't work for Tesco.
There you go. And on that bombshell, we will leave. Wayne, any last thoughts and plugs and stuff?
I just want to thank everyone who has listened to the end of this.
They ain't fucking listened to the end of this. No fucking chance.
If you really want more of this,
Chris has. Oh, Vampaz.
Oh, and if any of you do want to hear more about my extremely exciting life, you can follow me on at Wayne Zaboga.
Are you going to change that name?
Probably one day. 30 years.
Just change it to Odiop, please. Just fucking change it to Odiop.
Why do you lot spell it Odep?
I don't. What, spell what Odep?
Well, GBL, when he tweets it, is O-P-E-D.
Yeah, I don't spell it like that, but... But if you want to do it that way, that's fine. I'll do
it. Oped. Wayne's an oped.
That is an oped.
Did he miss out the M? So I'm a moped?
No, it's O-D, yeah? A-E-D, P.
O-D, no, it's... Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what it means. I'm not going to lie.
And on that bombshell, we are leaving. So... You can catch me at MC Vigilante on the Twitter, and I'm on this, which we're probably going to get about 3 listens to this, because Wayne's so interesting, aren't you, Wayne? I actually reckon we're going to get about 800 listens to this one.
I don't.
I do. This is just a normal bullshit conversation between me and you that we've just decided to record and put out there. Fuck it. Because I haven't done a conversation for so long. And I'm also on shows such as Second Shift and... what's the other one I do? That's right. The fucking Cerebral Satire that you should all listen to, which is on DSJMP and the Trending Topics Network. So, Wayne, do you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Awesome. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
That's it. We're done.
Met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance.